Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for July 18th. I'm Dr. Nikki Eckermans, and today we're going to break down one of the science headlines of the week, and also of last week. On Thursday, we talked about the announcement of a wristband by Rockley Photonics that has a sensor module capable of non-invasively measuring core body temperature, blood pressure, body hydration, alcohol trends, and more. We also covered a Scripps study last week looking at data from wearables to better understand the long-term effects of COVID-19. So today, we're giving wearables a whirl. 1 in 5 Americans wears a type of smartwatch, and most entry-level wearables can track steps, heart rate, sleep patterns, posture, floors climbed if it includes an altimeter, and routes with GPS. More specialized devices use a combination of sensors to predict trends like fertility by combining skin temperature with heat loss, or a bracelet that tracks UV index and exposure time. The so-called clinic on the wrist being tested by Rockley, an Apple supplier, has an expansive set of capabilities. A sensor probes beneath the skin and analyzes blood, the fluid between the cells, or interstitial fluid, and skin layers for biomarkers. It has few details on how, but human testing is going to start in the upcoming months. While for some, tracking one's performance and patterns is just a matter of keeping in shape, for others it could be life-saving. Using wearables to track chronic health conditions could provide a lot of informative data for healthcare providers, as shown by the recent study run on the Scripps Research and Translational Institute in California on the long-term effects of COVID-19. This study included more than 37,000 people with Fitbits, Apple Watches, and other wearables, including a subset of 234 people with COVID-19. It collected data like heart rates, sleep patterns, and activity levels, and in its first report in October, showed that self-reported symptoms led to a more accurate detection of COVID-19. The more detailed report released this week showed a larger change in resting heart rate for individuals with COVID. After infection, both heart rate and sleep patterns resumed to baseline slower in individuals with COVID-19 as compared to people with other ailments. Because COVID symptoms vary so much in between individuals, consistently tracking physiological changes through wearables is a valuable tool for detecting this disease early on. In patients with heart conditions, wearables can collect data on changes in sleep patterns, activity levels, and heart rate to alert the patient of a potentially fatal event that they may not have noticed without the data collected by their smartwatch. Devices for diabetic patients to measure glucose levels are becoming more popular as well, and wearable tech has great potential in monitoring elderly patients to alert family members in case of a fall, for example. That's all in addition to the health improvements that come from proactively monitoring one's fitness and improving it. While wearables are becoming more and more widespread, a survey conducted by Healthline showed that 45% of users, approximately, are worried that criminals may try to steal their personal health information, indicating the need for tech companies to build trust in these devices. The medical benefits of these wearables might, however, outweigh the concerns in some cases by promoting more accurate and personalized diagnosis, and we may see prescriptions for wearables increase as telehealth becomes more widespread, especially after the past year. According to Rockley, its clinic on the wrist may be integrated into Apple Watches as early as next year. So an Apple Watch a day does keep the doctor away, but only because the doctor is monitoring you remotely through a telehealth app? That definitely rolls off the tongue. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. You can suggest which headline you want me to cover next week by tweeting at DailyTechNewsSH. And you can find me at Ackermans Nicole on Twitter, and I also host a non-science podcast called Stories Your Granny Never Told. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.